We're back. Episode 2, the Foul Hook Whitey and Booty get to know each other game. That's not smooth at all, but that's still what we're calling it. All right. So anyway, we're gonna finish this out, and I want to say thank you. You know, you really came up with some excellent questions.
I tried.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to think about your questions.
It's very nice. You know, and it keeps our trend going of a fly fishing podcast that never fucking talks about fly fishing.
There's a couple fly fishing questions.
I'm joking. This is not funny. All right. Okay. So what's our next question, sir?
We're both failing at this point. I think we each got 1 point. We don't know.
You don't know the actual tally?
It's 1-1.
Okay.
It's 1-1.
All right. And you said you have 3 questions left.
4. We'll do 4.
All right. Great.
4, maybe 5.
All right. Wonderful.
The next one's going to be very hard.
Okay. Well, I mean, I like that.
It's.
I mean, we've been close, right?
I think we've been pretty close.
Okay, good.
Next one is your favorite, your dream car.
That's a great question because I'm not a car guy.
Okay. I'm not a big car guy either.
How would you fucking know what kind of car I want?
Exactly.
I mean, but
What about type? Like sports car, like
how about we do brand?
Favorite, that's good. Yeah, favorite car brand.
Yeah, how about we do that? How about we do that? Okay.
It doesn't have to be like outlandish brand. It's your favorite
fuck,
brand.
Fuck, I mean, look at me. I mean, I'm not outlandish.
Yeah, me
you
either.
You know, I mean, so it's, and you know, I can't afford outlandish, right?
Me either.
Got a big fucking divorce I'm paying for. Lots of shit going on. All right, so anyway, so favorite automobile manufacturer.
Perfect.
Right, because people, you know, real quick, that matters to people.
It does.
You know, you drive around and you'll see that ridiculous sticker on the back of a fucking truck or a car that's got some kid pissing on a Ford logo. Right?
Yeah.
Who the fuck would buy that and put, you know, that, I guess they're into another brand of vehicle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I know.
Yeah, it's a big rivalry.
I know what you want here.
I don't know if I got this one right or not.
You know, this is just kind of me, and I've had a number of them, and they've just kind of, you know, fallen into my hands. But This is my brand. I wouldn't buy anything else.
Let's do it.
Just like I'm a Galvin, a real guy, and a Sage Rod guy. All right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. Bam. Okay. All right. Yeah. Boom. Okay. That's another push. Another push. And you know, let's face it, car brands matter.
Yeah.
But I'm
not
a car guy.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. So mine.
All right. Oh yeah.
Mine's probably harder than yours.
It is harder. But let me think about this. Because I know what you drive. It's a truck. I don't know what kind of truck. It's a blue truck.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's actually a Ford.
Okay. All right. So, fuck.
But mine's not Ford, though.
Okay. Yours is... Okay. What?
Yeah,
what?
It's not Ford. My favorite car brand.
Okay. All right.
I'll give you another hint.
No. Okay, go ahead. Give me a hint. Because I need one.
It's not made in the U.S.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I think you just fucking gave me the answer.
All right.
I'm gonna, because that's like fucking playing poker with me a little bit. You're fucking, you know, you're playing a little poker with me, right? All right, but I get what you're saying. The obvious car vendor, I'm not going with.
You're not gonna go with the obvious one?
Nope.
Okay.
All right.
You ready?
Yes. Oh fuck!
Who the fuck wants a Kia?
What? I'm sorry. Aren't they good cars?
They're better. Dude,
I've had a lot of people that have had Kias that tell me that like they really like them. And well, they're way cheaper than a Honda.
They've gotten better. They got Mercedes old designers and shit.
Fuck, that was dumb.
They have gotten better though. They look a lot better. They've gotten Mercedes like old designers that work for Mercedes and stuff like that.
I don't know either. Okay, I was a dumb fucking answer. I'm sorry.
You're good.
It was a dumb question.
Obvious one was Toyota.
I would have said Nissan.
Oh, okay.
Is Toyota Nissan?
No.
You sure?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Toyota's Lexus, Toyota.
Oh, okay.
They're
I'm not sure. I mean, I thought Toyota's not there anymore, but whatever. Okay. I fucked that up. That was dumb.
So, next one. Rich's favorite rod weight, which you said some earlier.
Oh, fuck.
So,
yeah, I did. So, oh, Jesus. Okay.
I would have said a different weight earlier, but now that you basically gave me the answer. No, that's not it.
That's a great question. That makes up for the last one. Great question.
Okay.
Favorite rod weight.
Favorite rod weight.
I can do that, I would say, quickly.
Now I'm like, am I spelling weight right?
I'm just writing a number.
You ready?
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Bam.
But then you threw me off with how you love a 10 weight.
I do love a 10 weight, but the difference is most people that live in Montana full time like us
fishing a 10 weight.
Don't fucking fish a 10 weight. Yeah. And that's I fish it 15, 20 days a year. That's why I like a 10 weight. But my Brett, you know, I'm a trout guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a trout guy and you know, I'm a streamer guy. I'm a gorilla.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Silver on my back. Okay. And so to me, the best freshwater streamer rod weight is a 7.
Yeah.
Does it point. All. Yep, does it all. So 7. So now I got to do yours.
Now you got to do mine.
Fuck. I think I've got an idea of your rod weight. And I've never sold you a rod that I can remember, but I just kind of know your fishing style.
I've got a lot of rods here. They've just been a long time ago.
All right, fair enough. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. Ha! 5-5 push right there. We both got tied, a 6-weight.
We're tied 2-2.
I just knew that because I know you're a streamer guy, but yeah, you probably put a bobber on once in a while.
It's just so versatile, the 6-weight.
It is. It is. Yeah, it is. Well, good job. You're doing a great job, Booty.
All right, the next one is your favorite fly. Yeah, pick one fly.
Great question.
We'll just do stream. Streamer. So favorite streamer.
We'll see. I don't know. I mean, it's not a fucking Copper John. I'll tell you that. My favorite fly.
This is hard. We probably will not eat this right, but.
No, I mean, I don't know. I talk to you a lot about what I fish.
You do.
So, I mean, I think that you got a shot at this. I mean, you know, the fly that I fish the most through the course of my year in for trout and freshwater, I mean, as far as drifts, swings, strips, is a fucking sparkle minnow.
I've caught more fish on that
fly. Oh, my God.
Than anything.
But what a fly. What a fly. That's the Montana Fly Company Sparkle Minnow. And the sculpin color in that is a trout fucking killer. So if one of you 10 don't know that, get some of those. All right.
You ready?
Yes, I am. Oh, fuck. Booty. Look at that. He got it. Fuck. I would say that's a great answer.
I put sexy D at first. I better spell the whole thing.
Dude, that was impressive.
Well,
that was fucking impressive.
I know you like to fish them, right?
I do. You know, the thing is that, you know, you got to fish those when it's right.
And
you know, what I found is what people think. You move bigger fucking fish on them.
I think you do, too.
Jesus, you do.
It's something with the profile and the way they move.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that you do, no doubt. No fucking doubt.
I don't know if you'll get mine. Mine's a streamer. It's a streamer.
Don't tell me that. I know it is.
Well, I knew yours was a streamer.
I know it is. Okay.
Oh, shoot.
Sorry. That's all right.
I'm marking the mic.
You're manlier than putting a fucking Thin Mint on there.
Yeah, it ain't going to be
no. Okay. Man. And, you know, for the record, folks, I really don't know what his favorite fly is. I mean, I don't have a clue, but I got a hunch.
Okay.
I got a hunch. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus, it is?
Yeah.
That's what I did.
Yeah.
Yours is the fucking Home Invader.
I love me.
Great fly. Oh, my God.
I love the Home
Invader. You know, that I would not have gotten that. And that's a Doug McKnight pattern. And I know Doug. And that guy, I mean, besides being fishy as fuck, and besides being, like, an extremely accomplished saltwater guide, angler, etc., Doug McKnight is a fucking unbelievable fly designer.
You've had him tie here a couple times.
I've more than a couple of times. And the thing about Doug is that what I like about him is, like, you know, it's like he does both fresh and salt, including the Home Invader, which is your favorite fly. He also does a crab pattern that I caught my greatest permit on.
Hell yeah.
It's called a Danger Muffin.
Danger Muffin.
Yeah. Have you ever been exposed to a Danger Muffin?
I haven't. No. Nope.
Oh fuck, that's a lie.
I haven't.
No. Oh wow. Okay.
No.
All right. That's all right.
All right, we got one more.
Okay, great.
Or we can do two if you want.
We can wrap it up. I mean, whenever. We're good. All
right, one more. You ready? I think I know this one.
I'm ready.
Favorite shoe brand.
Well, that's easy. It's fucking easy. Easy. You know that one's so fucking easy. It's, yeah, it, I mean, Jesus, that's a push. All right. All right. You ready? Of course. Show the camera, baby. Adidas. I mean, you know, thank you for doing that because I like my shoe. I literally wear tennis shoes 24/7. I never fucking, you know, I don't wear any Birkenstocks. And you know, I wear fucking tennis shoes 24/7. And since you brought up my favorite shoe brand, like anybody gives a fuck, but I, you know, I'm a Gazelle guy as far as my Adidas shoe style.
Okay.
Yeah, the Gazelle. Very comfortable, great shoe.
No, I mean, those are the ones you're always wearing.
Yes, they are. Yeah. I love them.
So now mine. Which?
That's got to be easy for me. And this is interesting because have I ever seen you wear a fucking pair of sneakers?
I don't know.
You don't really wear tennis shoes.
I
even when you worked for me, you didn't wear tennis shoes.
Not really. I used to be a big sneakerhead.
Oh yeah, cool.
And you know, I have them in the closet
still. Yeah, neat. Yeah, I'm okay. But. So well, that you just gave me your answer.
Yeah. But
I'm gonna say that you like the greatest sneaker brand on the planet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck, of course. Bam. You know that. You know that's easy for me, mostly because of your generation.
Yeah.
Because you know they got what Nike recruited Jordan in what 84, 85.
Yeah.
And from that fucking point on, I mean, they rolled in dough with his line.
I will say, they're losing credibility with me because they're doing too much re-releases.
You know, I get it, but the thing about it is that sneaker collectors, that doesn't fucking hurt them at all.
Yeah.
You know, because you can tell what original pairs are, whatever. I mean, so Nike's a great brand, but Adidas to me are just more comfortable. All right, is this our last?
One more. This one we will not get. I think it would just be funny to put down.
All right. Let's. Yeah.
Your celebrity crush.
You're talking about a female?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course. I mean. Okay. Yeah, right. Ooh, Jesus. I don't have a celebrity crush. I don't. I mean, I really don't. Just because you know. I mean, if I can't fuck it, it just doesn't really mean anything to me.
I'm kind of the same way.
But I'll still go with this. And I'm married, by the way. I'll still go with this. Because I'm gonna go at it just because you know I think that you won't get it, but let's do it.
Yeah, I think it'd be funny to put down.
Yeah, I don't know if I know this lady's last name. So, but I'm sure you'll get it. Maybe you won't. God damn it.
I'm not going to get it. I can't even think of anyone that I only know their first name.
God damn it. All right, I'm just going to do the first name. I'm going to do the fucking first name. So, and if you don't get it, I mean, I'm telling you that she's got credibility.
How old is she?
I'd say she's in her mid-40s, maybe right in there. And again, this is a platonic appreciation. This is a platonic appreciation. So I'm
artist or actress?
Actress.
Damn.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do it. You ready? Okay. I mean, you're not gonna get it, but all right. Excuse me.
Ready?
Hang on. Let me just because you probably won't know who I'm talking about. You ready?
Right. Yep.
You know who I'm talking about? She's famous. You know, I'm not some porn guy. I'm not a porn guy. I mean, hilarious. I mean, fuck no, you wouldn't believe me now, but I'm not a porn guy.
My mind should have went there. And you're like,
I should have just went to one. I'm not a porn guy. I'm not. But it's just that you asked me, and I mean, there's nobody in Hollywood that matters to me.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there really isn't.
Yeah, and I said actress, and she's an actress. I put Pamela Anderson.
I mean, she's big time in the genre. She's big time, and like I said, I'm not a porn guy. But if you know, I'm not going to call it a crush. But, you know, damn. I mean, you know, okay.
All right. Now mine. There's no way you're going to get it, but.
I mean, I don't know if I'm going to get it.
I'll give you a hint. You want a hint?
I'm going to.
You might not even know who this girl is, but I'll give you a hint.
No. Okay, go ahead. I need it.
She's mixed, or she's light skinned.
All right, cool. All right. Okay. Okay, I know who it is.
Okay.
You gave it fucking away.
No, you're thinking too. It's not
her. No. Oh, it's not her, huh?
She's great, great looking, but it's not her.
Oh, well, you don't know who I'm fucking talking about, do you?
You're not talking about Beyonce?
No.
Oh, okay.
You Jesus, might get her I'm too old to talk about Beyonce.
You might get her then. You might get her.
I will get it.
Okay.
You gave it away. I don't know if the last name is spelled correctly, but we'll know who I'm talking about.
You ready?
Yes. Oh, fuck. I don't even know who Megan Good is. That's Halle Berry.
Yeah, that's a good guess.
Okay, thanks.
That's a good guess.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, so. Yeah, so, I mean, that was fun. So, was it 1-1 or didn't?
I think it was 3-2. I think it
got to 3-2. Are you sure?
Or maybe it's 3-3. You got me with the rod weight, so it's 3-3. We tied.
Okay, great.
We tied.
All right. Well, we'll find out who won, and we'll talk about it next week. Okay. Well, that was fun as fuck, dude.
Oh yeah, I had fun.
Gave me a little bit something to do besides rant. Right. So thank you very much, and thank you 10 listeners for listening to us. We'll be back next week. Foul Hooked Whitey, Brandon Booty, out.